This is discrimination. I'm being sent home over something I believe in.
Hey, my friends, we've got breaking news again in Ontario. Do you remember Josh Alexander, the young boy, 16-year-old anyway, who was at a Catholic school, himself being a non-Catholic, and basically stood up for girls who wanted privacy in their own bathrooms while there were these boys going into their bathrooms. And he got first suspended, then expelled for that action in an Ontario Catholic school right in the Renfrew area. We have a similar situation with a little bit of reversal, actually. You have a public school in Ontario again, and you have this time a Catholic young man, also just turned 16, at the school. He wore a shirt that said there are only two genders. And for that, he was suspended. Children's Aid was called to the family home, and much more. Stay tuned for this episode of the John Henry Weston Show. We are about to come upon May 9th in very short order. You got to get yourself out to Ottawa to the National March for Life, which is taking place on May the 9th. Make sure you're there. Aren't you sick of Trudeau, the most abortion-pushing prime minister we've ever had? It's time. It's time to show the politicians in Ottawa we're not going to take it anymore. We're there to show that we are for life, and these are not the Canadian values he always says they are. No, the Canadian values are to stand for life from sea to shining sea. This is still a Christian nation. Let's show them that. We'll see you at the March for Life on May 9th. God bless you. Kate O'Kane, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Malachy, a great pleasure to have you here.
It's good to meet you.
So, you know, we should begin, as we always do, at the sign of the cross first, and then we'll continue our discussion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So, Malachy, for one thing, very heroic.
Yeah.
Amazing thing you've done. I was shocking to hear. When your mom called, I thought, oh, Lord, what a horrific situation. Except when I heard it about you, It's a very different thing. It's the good that you did actually is overwhelming. It actually takes over the sentiment of the evil that's going on. So it's a heroic witness. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome work.
Thank you.
So tell us, if you could, how did all this begin? What happened? What inspired you to do the shirt? The shirt said what?
There are only two genders.
Okay.
That's all it said. I was born and raised, baptized in the Catholic Church. My grandpa's Catholic, our family's Catholic, and very conservative. And I've, you know, developed those views over the years and over my life. So I just agreed with the fact that there are only two genders, because I don't like to indulge the, you know, ideologies of everybody else. And I don't agree with them either, because I know that there are only two genders because my family consists of those two genders, female and male. So I wore a shirt that said so. So
now, this created quite the stir at your school. What happened first?
Well, I walked into the school with the sweater on, and I showed everybody, and I asked them how they felt about it. And everybody gave me a high five or a thumbs up saying, agree with you. But after they said, I agree, it was, you know, you're going to get suspended. And I said, I know I'm going to get suspended. It's just a matter of time. And not even 40 minutes into the school day, I was called down to the office.
Okay. So when all this went down, what did you think of it? Did you know about the shirt? You know, where are you at in all of this?
I did, because he'd been talking about getting the shirt for a while. So we got some money together and he ordered it off Amazon. It came in Tuesday, so he wore it. He was quite excited when it came in, so he wore it on Wednesday. I told him, I said, you're going to be met with resistance, but I support you, so go at it. And so he wore it. I was expecting a call. I was waiting, really. So I was at the table and my phone rang, I think, by 9.
Wow.
They're at school by 8:30. School starts at 8:30. So by 9 o'clock, I got a call.
So, Kate O'Kane, you're a single mom with 5 kids. Mm-hmm. They're all at this school?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the school?
Granite Ridge Public School. So it goes from JK straight up to grade 12 because it's a smaller area.
Okay. So at this school, you've got your 5 kids. You're the eldest. You're Malachi. You're the oldest. And you just turned 16.
Just,
is that right?
On March 28th, okay. Actually.
You're amazingly well-spoken for a 16-year-old, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
You've done great work.
Thanks. Okay.
So, okay. So you're a supportive mom. You envision, because you've paid attention to all the insanity going on, that there might be some friction here.
Yeah.
You get a call by 9. So that means what? Your bus arrives when?
My bus arrives at... Well, I'm on the bus by 7.
You're on the bus by 8.
I'm on the bus by 8, yeah. And it's a 3-minute drive. So probably around 8:05, off the bus.
So within an hour, you're already in the office. You didn't even make it to class yet.
I was in class for probably around 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the teacher said, I got a call and it's for you. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, you have to go down to the office.
Okay.
So I looked at my friends and I said, here we go, guys. See you later.
Okay. All right. So... what was your then feeling once this went down, once you got the call? What happened there?
Well, I asked him why. Why are you suspending him? Well, he can't wear a shirt like that. And I said, why? Well, it's considered hate speech. I said, but this is a factual statement. Gender is binary. There are only two genders. And that's all his shirt is saying. He can't wear this. This is discrimination. This is a, you know, I guess essentially discrimination against the children who don't believe that. I said, okay, but what about his beliefs? So we kind of went back and forth for about 10 minutes on the phone. He kept cutting me off and trying to give me the number of the superintendent. I called him out on it saying, you're the vice principal. You're the one pulling him into the office. You should be discussing this with me on the phone. Mm-hmm. He said he will remove it now. And I said, and if he doesn't, well, he's gone. And I said,
this is okay. Vice principal.
This is the vice principal, Mr. Wojtek Czermak, because the principal wasn't at school that day.
Okay.
So he had taken over the situation.
Right. When you went down to the office, did you have a similar conversation? Was it with him?
It was with him. And he actually had the student counselor who helps talk with all the kids in the room with him. And they said, look at your shirt. And I said, yeah. I said, what's the problem with it? He said, you can't wear that. And I said, why? And he said, it's considered hate speech. And I said, and I sat down in the chair and I said, well, what are we going to do? And he said, you're going to take it off. And I said, I'm not going to take it off. You cannot force me to take it off. And he said, okay, I'm going to call your mom. And I said, mom's in the same boat I am. I'm in. So you are going to be met with the same things you're meeting with me. And he turned around and walked out with the student counselor. They both walked out of the room.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So... your school, if it's a typical Ontario school, they have LGBT posters, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
That was addressed in the call.
That's what
as
I
well.
Told them. Yeah. I had said that you're not allowing me to say my opinion as you stand in front of a BLM poster.
Oh, there's one in the
Yes, as you said, there's okay. A BLM poster right behind you that says, and it's definitely your opinion.
Yeah.
So I said that.
And then they have LGBT posters, BLM posters. Mm-hmm. So you're addressing with them this subject of, wait a minute, this is singling out certain people for discrimination based on their religious beliefs.
Yeah.
And he's a Catholic going to a public school, which is permitted and allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But they are enforcing a belief. And you told them this. What was their response?
Well, I commented about how he has the freedom to express himself. He has the freedom to religious expression as well. And that they're silencing this group to stand up for this. And he said, well, we're not. And I said, okay, well, let's address a few things. You shove the LGBTQ down these children's throats. And if they say they disagree with you, they're silenced. They're removed. So they can't be loud. But you're very loud. It's all over the schools. I said, if he had have shown up wearing a pride flag... saying gender is non-binary, he would have been celebrated. But he wears this saying there are only two genders, quietly protesting what he believes, and he is taken out and silenced and removed. But he just kept telling me I needed to contact the school board or remove him. This isn't a discussion. Remove him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you presented every rational argument that makes total sense, even under a regime of let everyone be.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter.
No.
So it's discrimination, pure and simple. We want to get to, though, the call to children's aid. So it's one thing to be like, oh, no, we got to do it this way. Get out, out, out. But somehow children's aid got called in this mess. Let's get to tell us what happened. What how did this go down?
So I picked him up on Wednesday morning and brought him home. By time he got home, there had been a group of children started a WhatsApp group, Rights. And they were all in support of him, and they were all talking of how they were going to come the next day in solidarity and write the same thing on their hands. And so they could just, you know, stand up for him. So he had intention of wearing the sweater the next day. I said, you do as you will. Your resistance will be greater, but you fight for what you believe. So he wore it the next day. I was called, oh no, Desmond came home about 3 o'clock that day because I had picked him up about 9:30 on Wednesday morning. I picked you up.
Oh, Wednesday, I told him.
I wanted all my children out. My second oldest, Desmond, said he wanted to stay because he had a project to work on. So I said, that's fine. I'll meet you after the bus. From the time I took the other children to the time he left for the school bus, Children's Aid had been called. So they said, Desmond came home and told me what had happened. He said he was talking to his friend, kind of venting about life, because it's been stressful lately. And his teacher went directly down to the office and called CAS because Desmond was in danger of coming home. And so after that call was made, CAS called Desmond to say, are you okay? Like, what's going on? He said, no, I'm fine. I'm not in danger. Like, I'm larger than my mother. She doesn't beat us or hurt us or anything. And the school kept pressing him, are you in danger? Do you need to stay here? Do we need to keep you here? Are you safe to go home? He said, I'm perfectly fine. So when he got off the bus, told me what had happened and to prepare me, like, this has happened. And so we just kind of discussed that moving into the evening as to why it happened and that we would just deal with it as it came. Mm-hmm. But essentially, it was his teacher whom I had called out a week prior because she is allowing certain children within her classroom to call her mommy and not by her name. So I addressed her in an email to this as to why it was disturbing and inappropriate and unprofessional. And then Maliki shows up wearing this shirt. And CAS is called that very day.
And CAS did actually follow through. They did a house visit with you, did they?
They came the next day to the school. She was at the school when she called me because she wanted permission to speak to the kids. We had an hour-long conversation, the worker and I. We talked about kind of everything that was going on in our particular family and how I'd been very honest with the school because we go through a few things, being that I'm a single mom. So I was honest with the school. I was honest with her. She said she was glad that she called. She was going to speak to the kids. And then she was to do a house visit, and we made arrangements for it to be just this past Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the determination from the house visit?
That they were perfectly safe, and there was no worry for them whatsoever.
Okay.
They were in no danger. They had a good home life, and they have a mother who fights for them, and that she even agreed they should stand up for what they believe in.
Yeah. So this is stunning. So there are a bunch of kids that go to support you because they believe in you and your freedom of expression. One of them was your brother. But Desmond, your brother, is also suspended for daring to go. And most of them wrote it on their hands, you were saying.
Some wrote it on paper and then taped it. Desmond wrote it on paper and taped it to his shirt.
Okay.
But he had a dozen in his pocket. So every time they told him to take it off or they took it off, he would just take another one and tape it. And then he would tape them on the walls and the children had it on their hands.
Yeah.
And the group was called. The group of children that had it on their hands were all separated from Maliki and brought to the office and threatened with suspensions as well to silence them.
Yeah.
And then they were sent back, and then I was called to pick Maliki up on day two.
Wow. Do you know how many kids approximately?
They're probably around 10 or 11.
Wow.
Including me, probably 12.
These were high school. These were the high school students. Yeah. The elementary school weren't partaking in them.
Right, right.
Except Des, because he's in elementary.
Oh, okay.
But he's my brother, and he said he wanted to stay, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I allowed him.
So, and at this point, you're suspended now 6 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
6 days. It was 20.
It was going to be 20.
But she called to say that she was going to reduce it from 20 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things that happens, it's end of the year time at high school, because you would have lost your high school year or something like that had been suspended for 20 days. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that happens, too, is track and field is at the end of the year every year.
Yeah.
And that, for you, being a big lad, must have been a great thing. But you couldn't participate.
No, it's actually tomorrow, but I'm kicked out till Monday, the 29th. Okay. So I can't participate.
And he's a lead in track and field.
And I'm one of the best at that school.
So this is a very pointed retaliation, very pointed indoctrination. In fact, on the in terms of indoctrination, there's even more to the story because they sent you a program for indoctrination or whatever they called it.
They sent me because he was suspended for over 5 days, they sent me a link to they sent me the paper to sign that he gets put into a learning program in Kingston through the Limestone District School Board, where basically he's taught how to correct the behavior that led to his suspension. Mm-hmm. So basically, they want to re-educate him mm-hmm. as to why he is so wrong.
Which and I they are so right. To. I was not going to go to that.
I refused.
Okay, so this is just, it's for one thing, it's an unfolding story, but thank God there are parents like you mm-hmm. and young men like you.
Yeah.
Because we've got to stand up for our beliefs. You can't have the country, Canada, taken over by what really amounts to a religious mindset. Mm-hmm. It is a religion being foisted upon Canadians. No, I mean, in large part, too, thanks to our prime minister who says these are Canadian values, which is a complete, utter lie.
Yeah, that's not true.
I do go back, too, to stress how sad it is that he calls himself a Catholic and yet is the bishops really need to do their homework in terms of correcting as well. But that hasn't happened yet. But at least you guys are standing. What are your plans for the future? How do you think this is going to play out?
I was thinking about going back on Monday the 29th and I thought about wearing the shirt again, but then I thought about maybe doing some sort of social experiment and seeing what happens if I don't wear the shirt and how they'll treat me.
Hmm.
So I was thinking about that, but I don't particularly know what I want to do yet. Mm-hmm. Regarding that. So.
What's interesting, too, though, is a lot of these children who supported him, all of their parents were supporting them and saying, you go and I've got your back.
Mm.
And a couple of the children are raised by their grandparents, so they're older, and they're all supporting these kids because the day after he was suspended, Desmond was suspended the same day, so they're both on suspension. And then another boy was suspended the next day, and then his sister was brought in. Another girl was brought in just for believing it. She was brought in to told to not talk about it. She was passed by in the hallway by one of the teachers who told her, stop it. She said, stop what? And they said, you know what we mean. And the other girl just said it in class and was called out for hate speech.
Mm-hmm. She was homophobic and transphobic.
That was right. Homophobic.
And disrespectful to the community. To the So
wow.
It's just crazy. Yeah. And she had messaged me and she had said, this is happening. And I said, just make sure that if you get called in and he or she talks to you, record.
Yeah.
Record. But they just called her in and left her there and never came in to talk to her.
So what's interesting, too, is that you, when you were confronted by your vice principal, took out your phone and recorded it. And he saw you were recording it.
Yeah.
Let's play a clip of that if we could.
The very thing you're for is the very thing you live by, huh?
Black Lives Matter. Made up of,
don't be discriminatory. The one thing, this is discrimination. I'm being sent home over something I believe in.
So on the school board's website, right, around as it relates to like human rights, okay, there's a definition around like hate speech, hate activities.
Okay.
So hate activities are incidents that occur in the school community expressing intolerance based on age, ancestry, color, creed, disability, gender expression, gender identity, language, national or ethnic origin, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, or any protected characteristic. Okay?
Black Lives Matter goes behind you, you know that, right? You know that, right? Goes behind you. Black Lives Matter. If I came to school with a White Lives Matter, what would happen? Exactly. It's quite the definition of discrimination.
It's the very thing you were against, actually.
It's the very thing you're for.
So, Kate, what do you think of when you hear your son live, being confronted by his vice principal and standing up for the faith and for the truth?
I'm proud that he's strong. He's got a good moral compass, and he knows what's right and he knows what's wrong. And the difference is that the difference in all these children is that they don't all have somebody at home that supports them. They don't have parents or grandparents or family members that are strong in what they believe because they're being bulldozed in their own workplace and in society as well. And they're struggling with how they should stand up for themselves. And most people stay quiet. And I have a hard time staying quiet about things that are wrong. and they've seen it. But I also come from a family that has all of my life been activists. And so they see when it's right, it's right. And when people are being walked on and run over, you stand up and you fight for those that can't always fight for themselves. And when he stands up, all the other kids that feel weak now have someone to look up to, and they follow him and they say how they feel too. So he's giving voices, not just to himself, but he's giving voices to all these kids. And there are a lot of them that are being silenced there. And that was the main message I kept saying to the superintendent and the principal. You are silencing a massive amount of children at this school. You are telling them that how they believe their Christian values are somehow hateful and discriminatory against the other children when they are peacefully and quietly protesting how they believe. Well, on the reverse, they're shoving LGBTQ down these children's throats and telling them they have to believe this or they're hateful. Mm-hmm. But you can't believe how you believe. You can't be Christian. You can't have values and morals, because that's actually hate. And so it's really confusing to these kids who don't have somebody strong at home supporting them. Mm-hmm. I support Malachi 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Malachi, if you could speak to young people in your situation or young Christians in the school system in Ontario, what would be your message to them?
I would say that, you know, you have to be the voice that some people don't have. Like, some people are afraid and they sometimes don't want to deal with the consequences and repercussions of some things, of certain things. And I would just say that you have to be that voice that people have to follow. People have to hear. Loud enough for people to hear, and loud enough for people to understand what it is that you are trying to say. And I'm glad that I stood up and I was that voice, because a lot of kids agreed with me, and I didn't know how many kids agreed with me until I was that voice. You'd be surprised until you are that voice. So you have to find that strength somewhere inside you, wherever it is, and you have to just embrace it, is what I would say. That's what I would say.
Beautiful. There are going to be a lot of people praying for you.
Yeah.
Going to be a lot of people supporting you. And so in addition to praying for you, we've set up a Life Funder to support your family and any legal challenges or any challenges that might come up because of this fight. We want to do that. So if you go to lifefunder.com and you look it up, it'll be right there for you to support Cato Kane, Malachi, and the whole family. From all of us at LifeSite News, thank you.
That's great.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing, for standing up for the faith, for standing up for the family, and for standing up for Canada and showing how it should be done.
Thank you.
God bless you, Malachi.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
God bless you as well.
And God bless all of you. And we'll see you next time.